Today's scripture is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 17 to 31. Hear now the word of the Lord. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
"Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, and honor your father and mother."
"Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." And Jesus looked at him and loved him.
"One thing you lack," he said. "Go and sell everything you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me."
At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples,
"How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God."
The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again,
"Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God."
The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other,
"Well, then, who can be saved?"
Jesus looked at them and said,
"With man it's impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God."
And Peter said to him, "We have left everything to follow you."
"I tell you the truth," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first."
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.